This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
Amen. Open your Bible with me to John chapter 5.
Vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias, Juan capítulo 5.
And we're going to read verses 1 through 9.
Vamos a leer los versículos 1 al 9.
A few weeks back, I started a message entitled Marked.
Antes, tres semanas antes, empezamos el mensaje que se llama Marcados.
Talking marcado. About that we have been marked by God.
Hablando de que somos marcados por Dios.
We've been tagged by God in His presence.
Estamos marcados por Dios en su presencia.
That when we get into His presence, that we are changed, that we are marked by Him forever.
Dice, cuando nos metemos a la presencia de Dios, somos cambiados por siempre.
Amen. And so we talked about Jacob and his encounter with God.
Estamos hablando de Jacob y su encuentro con Dios.
And how powerful that one encounter with God changed Jacob for the rest of his life.
Qué tan poderoso ese encuentro, un encuentro con Dios cambió su vida por siempre.
And this morning we're going to talk about the man at the pool of Bethesda.
Esta mañana vamos a hablar de los hombres que están al lado de la alberca de Bethesda.
And his encounter with Jesus.
Y su encuentro con Jesús.
John chapter 5.
Vamos a leer de Juan, capítulo 5,
starting in verse 1.
Versículo 1.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews.
Después de esto, se celebraba una fiesta de los judíos.
Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
Y Jesús subió a Jerusalén.
Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool.
Y hay un Jerusalén junto a la puerta de las ovejas.
Which is called in Hebrew Bethesda.
Un estanque que en hebreo se llama Bethesda.
Having five porches.
Y que tiene cinco pórticos.
In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, and paralyzed.
En estos vacía una multitud de enfermos, ciegos, cojos y paralíticos.
Waiting for the moving of the water.
Que estaban esperaban el movimiento del agua.
For an angel went down.
Porque un ángel del Señor descendía.
At a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water.
De vez en cuando el estanque y agitaba el agua.
Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well.
El primero que descendía al estanque después del movimiento del agua quebrantaba cualquiera.
Of whatever disease that they had.
De cualquier enfermedad que tuviera.
Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years.
Y estaba ahí un hombre que hacía 38 años que estaba enfermo.
When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been in that condition a long time.
Cuando Jesús lo vio estando allí y que supo que llevaba mucho tiempo en esa aquella condición,
he said to him,
le dijo,
"Do you want to be made well?
¿Quieres ser sanado?
Do you want to be made well?
¿Quieres ser sano?"
The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me in the water."
El enfermo le respondió, "Señor, no tengo a nadie que me meta al agua."
When the water is stirred, but while I am coming, another steps down before me.
Cuando el agua está agitada y mientras y llego, otro baja antes que yo.
Jesus said to him,
Jesús le dijo,
rise,
levántate,
take up your bed,
toma tu camilla,
and walk.
Y anda.
And immediately,
y al instante,
the man was made well,
y el hombre quedó sano,
took up his bed,
y tomó su camilla,
and walked.
Y echó a andar.
And that day was the Sabbath.
Y ese día fue el sábado.
Jesus was always breaking rules, healing people on the Sabbath. I love it.
Jesús siempre está quebrando las reglas, sanando enfermos.
How many of you know Jesus will break religious rules all the time to get to you? Amen.
Jesús quebrará reglas religiosas para llegar a ti.
Jesus, anoint our words this morning.
Jesús, unciona nuestra palabra esta mañana.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so Jesus asked the man, do you want to be made well?
Jesús le preguntó al hombre, ¿quieres estar sano?
It's amazing to me.
Es increíble a él.
So peculiar to me how people will come to church.
Es tan frecuente que la gente viene a la iglesia.
Very frequently.
Muy seguido.
And have absolutely no desire.
Y no tienen ese deseo.
No intention.
No la intención.
To change.
De cambiar.
Anything about their life.
Nada de su vida.
Based on the experience that they have in church or in the presence of God.
Basado en la experiencia que tienes en la iglesia o con Dios.
So they don't have a desire or an intention to change based upon their experience. in the house of God.
So no tienen esa intención basado en la experiencia que tienen en la iglesia con Dios.
They come to church and they hear a message and they feel a little bit better and they go, but really with no intention to change.
Dice, vienen, escuchan el mensaje, se sienten mejor, van, pero no tratan de cambiar.
We've all been there.
Todos estamos ahí.
But God is saying, don't come to church without an expectation to allow me to change you.
Dice, no vengas a la iglesia sin expectación de que Dios te cambie a ti.
It reminds me of the guy at the gym.
Me recuerda a un muchacho en el gimnasio.
If you've ever been to the gym, you're going to know the guy I'm talking about.
Si has ido a la iglesia, te vas a dar cuenta del muchacho que estoy hablando.
Some of you know, even already know where I'm going.
Ustedes ya saben a dónde voy.
But it's the guy at the gym. Let's call him Bruno.
Le vamos a llamar Bruno.
All right. Bruno is there every day before you get there.
Bruno está ahí todos los días antes de que tú llegues.
And he's there after you leave.
Y después que te vas, ahí está todavía.
He stays for hours.
Se queda por horas.
But you never really see Bruno work out.
Pero nunca miras a Bruno hacer ejercicio.
And he definitely doesn't have the physique that is indicative of someone who spends hours at the gym.
Obviamente no tiene el físico Bruno de alguien que va todos los días al gimnasio.
He talks to other people while they work out.
Habla con otras personas cuando ellos están haciendo ejercicio.
He talks to people while they're on the treadmill.
Habla con personas que están en la caminata, man.
He likes to watch other people work out.
Él le gusta mirar otras personas hacer ejercicio.
He does odd stretches and movements in between talking to people.
Hace raros estiramientos cuando habla con las personas.
And Bruno checks out the ladies in the aerobics class.
Y mira las muchachas en las clases de aeróbicas.
Bruno is a creeper.
Bruno está raro.
He doesn't come to the gym for change.
No viene al gimnasio a cambiar.
He doesn't come to, you know, to lift and to make gains.
Dice, no viene a hacer pesas y a hacer sentirse mejor.
He's not hashtag on his grind.
No está en su éxito.
He doesn't come to change.
No viene a cambiar.
He comes to check it off his list.
Viene nomás a quitarla de su lista.
And to feel a little bit better.
Y sentirse un poquito mejor.
What about this? Have you ever been to the dentist?
¿No has ido al dentista?
And the dental hygienist tells you how desperately you need to floss.
Que te dice el dentista que te tienes que limpiar bien los dientes.
And they show you the picture of the kid who didn't floss.
Te enseñan la foto del niño que no se limpió bien los dientes.
And now he has AIDS. No, I mean.
Y ahora tiene.
I mean, they make it sound like if you don't floss, it's the end of the world. Come on, somebody, right?
Sí, cuando te dice el dentista que si no te limpias es al fin del mundo.
But there's something inside of you that goes, even though you tell me I need to floss, I'm not gonna floss.
Dice que hay algo de ti adentro de ti cuando dice te tienes que limpiar y no te limpias.
Well, I mean, unless you're like super spiritual Jesus cousin, then you floss. But for the rest of us,
pero para nosotros,
there's like this resolute, I'm not going to floss.
Pero hay como algo que dice, no me voy a limpiar los dientes.
And just like Bruno, I'm not going to change, right?
Es como Bruno, no voy a cambiar.
Well, this is how some people come to church.
Así venimos nosotros a la iglesia.
No matter what the preacher says.
Aunque lo que diga el predicador.
No matter how anointed it is.
Que tan unción está.
No matter what God does.
Lo que haga
if
Dios.
If we're not careful, life can cause us to have this attitude.
Si no estamos preocupados, Dios la vida nos puede pasar esto.
I'm not going to change.
No voy a cambiar.
And God is saying, but if you'll let me change you,
pero Dios te dice, si tú me dejas que te cambie a ti,
then I can change your situation.
Yo puedo cambiar tu situación.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Alguien diga amén.
There are some things in my life I'd like to see God change.
Hay unas cosas en mi vida que quisiera que Dios cambiara.
Come on, is there anything in your life you'd like to see God change?
¿Hay algo en tu vida que tú quisieras que Dios cambiara?
But I have found out that most people like the idea of God changing situations.
Y yo me he dado cuenta que a las personas les gusta que cambien su situación.
They like the idea of God changing situations in their life more than the idea of God changing them.
Dice, le gusta a ellos que cambien la situación en su vida más de que Dios los cambia a ellos.
Come on, how many of you found this to be true? Amen?
Esto es verdad, amen.
All right, so at the pool of Bethesda,
en la alberca de Bethesda,
there were a great multitude of blind and lame and paralyzed people.
Había una multitud de ciegos, inválidos y gente paralizada.
You could say addicted people.
Personas adictas.
Messed up people.
Gentes que están quebrantadas.
People that were full of shame.
que estaban avergonzadas,
people that were hurting,
que estaban dolidas.
Let's not kid ourselves.
No vamos a echarnos mentiras.
There's somebody on our row, excuse me, everybody on our row has some kind of condition.
Todos nosotros tenemos una condición.
Come on, somebody, talk back to me.
Vamos a hacer, a decir la verdad.
That there's always something in our lives that we need God to change.
Siempre hay algo en nuestra vida que necesitamos que Dios nos cambie.
The difference is we're good at hiding it.
Pero la diferencia es que nosotros la escondemos.
But imagine if you could see like all these people, you could see their issues because they're by the pool.
Dice, imagínate que puedes mirar como esas personas, sus situaciones porque están por la alberca.
If I were to ask you,
si te preguntaría,
what do you need God to change in your life?
¿Qué ocupas que Dios cambie en tu vida?
Now stick with me.
Escúchame.
Because this is foundation for, I believe, some fresh revelation that's coming. Amen.
Esa revelación.
I said amen.
No, amen.
Amen. If I were to ask you, what do you need God to change in your life?
Yo te preguntara, ¿qué necesitas que Dios cambie en tu vida?
Most of the common answers would be,
las respuestas más comunes serían,
God, change my financial situation.
Dios, cambia mis finanzas.
Change my family situation.
Mi familia.
Change my relationship situation.
Mis relaciones.
Jesus,
Jesús,
change my relationship.
Cambia mis relaciones.
Hashtag it's complicated. Come on, somebody.
Es complicado.
My God, y'all are asleep. Come on, somebody.
Vamos.
Jesus, change my career situation.
Jesús, cambia mi carrera.
Change my husband.
Cambia mi esposo.
Change my wife.
Mi esposa.
Change my kids.
Mis hijos.
Hashtag Jesus, take the wheel. Come on, somebody.
Dios, toma el volante.
But do you know what would be noticeably absent from the list?
Pero si miramos qué reconoces qué falta de esta lista?
God, I'm selfish, change me.
Dios, soy egoísta, cámbiame a mí.
God, I'm unreliable, change me.
Dios, no soy de palabra, cámbiame a mí.
God, I'm a mess. How you say mess?
Soy una ruina. Estoy arruinado, cámbiame a mí.
God, I'm messed up, change me.
Me equivoqué, cámbiame a mí.
God, the new home would be nice.
Dice, la casa nueva sería bien.
The marriage fix would be nice.
Que me ayudes en mi matrimonio sería bien.
The situation turning around would be nice.
La situación que cambie sería bien.
But God first.
Pero primero.
I'm asking you to deliver me from me.
Pero que me libres de mí. Amen.
I need to change.
Yo necesito que cambiar.
I said I need to change.
Necesito que cambiar.
You are the potter.
Tú eres el alfarero.
I am the clay.
Yo soy el barro.
Change me this morning.
Cámbiame a mí esta mañana.
I need to change.
Yo necesito
My
cambiar.
Attitude needs to change.
Mi actitud tiene que cambiar.
My relationship with Jesus needs
Mi relación
to change.
Con Jesús tiene que
I
cambiar.
Need to, come on, church.
Vamos, iglesia.
This is where the miracle begins.
Aquí empieza el milagro.
When we allow,
cuando dejamos,
and we ask,
y preguntamos,
and we identify the issue is with me.
Identificamos que la situación es conmigo.
Jesus, I need you to change me.
Necesito que me cambies a mí.
Come on, if you believe it, somebody say amen.
Si todos los creemos, digan amen.
Verse 7 says, Jesus asked, "Do you want to be made well?"
El versículo 7 le dijo, ¿quieres ser sano?
Oh, I don't know, Jesus. I've been in this situation for 38 years.
No sé, Jesús, ha estado en esa situación por 38 años.
Does this question seem obvious?
Esta pregunta es obvia.
It almost seems insensitive.
Insensitiva.
Right? Jesus, you're asking, do I want to be made
well? Me
estás
diciendo que si quiero ser sano.
I've been lying here for 38 years.
He estado aquí por 38 años.
But it seems insensitive, but it's not. Jesus had a reason for asking.
Dios tenía una razón por qué preguntó.
He said, "Do you want to be made well?"
Dice, ¿tú quieres ser sano?
He didn't say, "Do you want to feel better?"
No te dice, ¿te quieres sentir mejor?
He said, "Do you want to be made well?"
Dice, ¿te quieres sentir sano?
Because there's a difference between feeling better and being made well.
Hay una diferencia entre sentirse mejor y ser sano.
We can come to church and feel a little bit better.
Podemos venir a la iglesia y sentirnos un poquito mejor.
And never get well.
Y nunca nos sanamos.
We can come to church and be comforted.
Podemos venir a la iglesia y nos ayudan.
But not changed.
Pero no cambiado.
Jesus didn't want this man to just feel better.
Jesús no quería que el hombre nomás se sintiera mejor.
He wanted him to be made well.
Quería que estuviera sano.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the pool was a place where those with dysfunction could feel more comfortable.
Dice la alberca era un lugar donde los enfermos se reunían y se sentían mejor.
Because they were surrounded by others with similar issues.
Porque se rodeaban de otros con los mismos problemas.
Thus making them feel more normal.
Se sentía más normal porque había más personas iguales que ellos.
And if we're not careful, we'll just hang out with dysfunctional people.
Si no nos ponemos precaución, nos juntaremos con personas.
And it begins to make us feel more normal about our own dysfunction.
Y nos siente sentir normal con nuestra propia enfermedad.
And Jesus is saying, I don't want you to hang out where you've been. I want you to encounter my presence that can change you forever.
Y Jesús dice, no quiero que estés ahí. Ven a mi presencia y te puede cambiar por siempre.
This encounter with Jesus,
este encuentro con Jesús,
began to change this man's perspective and change his life.
Cambió la vida de este hombre.
It's been 38 years and the man is thinking this is never going to change.
38 años y el hombre dice esto no va a cambiar.
But when Jesus shows up in a situation,
pero cuando Jesús viene a una situación,
what hasn't changed in years and seems impossible,
lo que no ha cambiado en años y se mira imposible,
is suddenly made possible.
De repente es posible.
The man at the pool said, I have no one else to put me in.
Dice el hombre de la alberca, dice, no tengo a nadie que me meta.
In other words, he says, I have limited opportunities.
Dice, tengo oportunidades limitadas.
Have you ever felt like in life you have limited opportunities?
A veces nos sentimos en la vida es que tenemos
oportunidades
limitadas.
Well, if I had more opportunities for financial increase.
¿Qué si tenemos más oportunidades para finanzas?
If I had opportunities for breakthrough.
Para éxito.
If I had opportunities for God to bless me,
para que Dios me bendiga,
I'd be better.
Sería mejor.
He had limited opportunities.
Tenía limitadas oportunidades.
And then when the opportunity showed up, he had lack of support.
Pero cuando las oportunidades vino, no tuvo el apoyo.
Nobody could put him in.
Nadie lo podía meter.
Jesus said, "Now all that's over."
Pero dice, Jesús le dijo, todo eso se acabó.
Your limited opportunities are over.
Tus oportunidades limitadas se
Your
acabaron.
Your lack of support is over.
Tu apoyo se acabó.
Because now I'm here.
Porque yo estoy.
And one encounter with me can change your life forever.
Un encuentro conmigo cambiará tu vida
por siempre. Has anybody ever found out that one encounter with Jesus
un encuentro con Dios
can change your life forever?
Te puede cambiar tu vida por siempre.
Now, encountering the presence of Jesus.
Encontrando la presencia de Jesús.
This is the whole crux of this message.
Ese es el mensaje.
Encountering the presence of Jesus.
Encontrando la presencia de Jesús.
Now, notice that this. The angel came down.
Si miramos que el ángel vino bajó.
The angel of the Lord came down.
Si el ángel vino y bajó.
Right, and he would trouble the waters.
Y él movía el agua.
And then whoever stepped in first.
Y el que entraba primero.
Was made well of whatever it is they were dealing with.
Era sano de cualquier situación que tenía.
If they were paralyzed.
Eran paralíticos.
If they were lame.
Que estaban quebrantados.
Whatever the issue was, they were healed if they got in the waters that the angel touched.
Dice, se sanaban cuando entraban al agua que el ángel tocaba.
And God told me this when I read that.
Y Dios me dijo esto cuando lo leí.
He said, notice the one who got in first was made well.
Dice, si miramos el que se metió primero,
he said,
pues sano.
He said, tell my people I still want to be first in their lives.
Dice, dile a mi gente que yo quiero ser primero en su vida.
The Bible says, those who seek first the kingdom of God shall be filled.
Dice, todos aquellos que buscan a Dios primero
God
serán
llenos. God doesn't want to be second. He doesn't want to be third. He doesn't
no
want to be fourth.
Segundo,
he wants
tercero,
to be first in our lives.
Primero en nuestra vida.
That's why he said, take the first 10% and give it back to me. Come
dice,
on, somebody.
Dame el 10% a mí. Amen.
He wants to be first in your time. He wants to be first in your heart. He
quieres
wants to be first
tu
in your
tiempo,
affection.
En tu corazón, en tu afección.
There's something about putting God first that puts everything else in order.
Hay algo tan hermoso poner a Dios primero.
Come on, somebody.
Vamos.
When God is not first, there is chaos in our lives.
Cuando Dios no está primero, hay desastre en nuestras
somebody
vidas.
Should talk back to me here.
Alguien tiene que hablarme.
That distractions begin to come and take my focus off of Jesus, and when he's not first, I begin to get distracted.
Nos distraímos cuando nos ponemos a Jesús primero.
And so the one who stepped in first was made well.
Dice el que se metió primero fue sano.
I believe there's a truth here that if we can just begin to reprioritize and put God first,
si podemos poner a Dios primero,
that issues in our lives would be made well, things would be put back in order.
Nuestra situación va a ser sano. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now this is incredible that now The people were the paralyzed people were looking for the angel of the Lord to come down.
Los paralíticos están mirando que el ángel viniera para abajo.
Someone say come down.
Ven para abajo. Alguien diga ven para abajo.
They were saying as soon as the angel comes down and he troubles the water.
Dice cuando venga el ángel y vuelva el agua.
Then whoever steps in will be made well.
Dice el que se meta primero va a ser sano.
So they're praying, God come down.
Le están pidiendo a Dios que venga para abajo.
And many times we as Christians we're saying God come down.
Como cristiano le estamos diciendo a Dios, Dios ven para abajo.
Let your power come down.
Que tu poder venga.
Let your presence come down.
Que tu presencia venga.
God come down and heal my marriage.
Dice que venga y sane mi matrimonio.
God come down and heal my finances.
Que sanes mis finanzas.
God come down and heal my family.
Que sanes mi familia.
God come down and touch this church.
Que toques a esta iglesia.
And put fresh anointing on this church.
Que pongas unción fresca en esta iglesia.
And we're praying, God come down.
Le estamos diciendo, Dios ven para abajo.
But Jesus shows up to the man and says, "Hey, I'm telling you, it's time to get up."
Pero Dios le dice al paralítico, le dice, "Ven y levántate."
So maybe instead of just praying for God to come down,
a lo mejor estamos orando que Dios venga
para
abajo.
Maybe God is looking at you this morning and saying, "It's time to rise up."
Que te levantes.
Is anybody ready to rise up?
¿Estamos listos para levantarnos?
I said, is anybody ready to rise up?
Vamos a levantarnos.
Come on, I'm preaching now. Get up out of depression.
Vamos a levantarnos.
Get up out of addiction.
De adicción.
Get up out of discouragement.
De
it's time to rise
vamos
up.
A levantarnos.
Come on, if you believe it, give him a shout of praise.
Si lo crees, vamos a darle la gloria.
Now Aleluya. Someone say fresh.
Fresco.
Come on, I want you to shout it. Say fresh.
Fresco.
I want you to know there is a fresh encounter with Jesus.
Quiero saber que hay una unción fresca con Jesús.
Being made available.
Que puede estar ahí.
It's always available.
Siempre está allí.
I said it's always available.
Siempre está disponible.
One encounter with Jesus and this man's life changed.
Un encuentro con Dios y le cambió la vida a este hombre.
He went from paralyzed.
Fue de paralítico.
And impotent.
Impotente.
You know what impotent means.
¿Sí saben qué es impotente? Amen.
Lacking power.
Sin poder.
Lacking strength.
Sin fuerzas.
Weakness.
Sin fuerzas.
There's a paralyzed.
Estás paralítico. Amen.
Something in you that's paralyzed.
Algo dentro de ti está paralizado.
This is what impotent meant.
Esto significa ser impotente.
38 years.
38 años.
But one encounter with Jesus.
Pero un encuentro con Dios.
Listen, man, God has been speaking to my heart again.
Dios
there is power in encountering Jesus on a daily basis.
Dios le está hablando a su corazón que hay poder en encontrarse con Jesucristo.
Come on, even right now as I'm talking about it, the presence of God is coming in this place.
La presencia de este lugar está aquí.
And his presence
su presencia
can get in your life and begin to melt things away that have been there for years.
Puede meterse a tu vida y puede sacar todo lo que ha estado ahí por años.
Someone say fresh encounter.
Vamos a decir un encuentro fresco.
Now listen to this. Here's what God told me.
Lo que me dijo Dios.
Encountering Jesus,
cuando te encuentras a Jesús,
empowers you to rise up.
Te da el poder de levantarte.
Woo. Some of us have been down because we have not been encountering his presence.
Amor, nosotros estamos abajo porque no encontramos la presencia de Dios.
Encountering God is not legalism, it is freedom.
Dice, cuando nos encuentras de Dios es la libertad, amén.
Intimate encounters
un encuentro íntimo
produce faith.
Produce fe.
My faith is not in principles.
Mi fe no está en principales.
My faith is not in words on a page.
Dice, no están en palabras de una página.
My faith is in the living God that I can encounter daily.
Está en el Dios vivo.
Hallelujah!
Que puedo encontrar diario.
That is faithful to perform the word that he spoke.
Es fiel a perfumar la palabra que él dijo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So encountering Jesus empowers you to rise.
Se cuando encuentras con Dios te hace poder de levantarte.
It empowers you to go higher.
Te da el poder de seguir más. Más para arriba.
And here's what God said to me.
Es lo que me dijo Dios.
And I believe it's for everybody here.
Es para todos aquí.
Get ready.
Ponte listo.
For encounters with Jesus.
Para encuentros con Jesús.
In unexpected places.
En lugares que no miras.
Woo. Get ready for encounters with Jesus in unexpected places.
Alízate para encontrarte con Jesús en lugares que no has visto.
Get ready for unprecedented encounters with the presence of Jesus.
Alístate para la presencia de Jesús.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Unprecedented means not done before.
Dice, son cosas que no se han hecho antes.
Amen. Never done.
Que nunca se han hecho.
Never known.
Que nunca se han visto.
That's what unprecedented means.
Así se dice.
And God spoke to my heart.
Y Dios habló al corazón del pastor.
And he said, write this down.
Escribe esto.
Get ready.
Ponte listo.
For unprecedented.
Para ser este. Hallelujah. That's a good one.
Holy Spirit, translate it. Unprecedented encounters with Jesus.
Como este.
Say unusual.
Unusual. Raros. Experiencias raras que no has tenido con Jesús. Amen. Hallelujah.
Someone say amen.
Amen.
Now here's what God said to me.
Es lo que me dijo Dios.
Fresh encounters with Jesus.
Encuentros frescos con Jesús.
Should make us hungry for the never-ending encounter.
Dice, nos debe hacer mantener más hambre de estar siempre con Jesús.
Fresh encounters with Jesus.
Encuentros frescos con Jesús.
Should make us hungry for the never-ending encounter.
Nos debe dar más hambre de estar con Él por siempre.
Because when I encounter Him.
Porque cuando me encuentro con Él.
I see differently.
Miro diferente.
I think differently.
Pienso diferente.
I view life differently.
Miro la vida diferente.
My confidence in God rises.
Mi confianza en Dios triunfa.
Come on, fear goes when we encounter His presence.
El miedo se va cuando encontramos su presencia.
Sickness goes as we encounter His presence.
La enfermedad se va cuando encontramos a Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Torment goes as we encounter His presence.
El tormento se va cuando encontramos la presencia.
Come on, when David would play and the presence of God would come, tormenting spirits would leave.
Cuando David tocaba el arpa, los espíritus se iban, los espíritus males.
I believe tormenting things will leave as we begin to encounter the presence of God.
Cuando empezamos a encontrar la presencia de Dios, los espíritus tormentados se van a ir. Amen.
We should be a people that are hungry to encounter the presence of God.
Tenemos personas que tenemos hambre de escuchar la presencia de Dios.
Are we encountering God at home to where tears flow?
Estamos encontrando a Dios en nuestra casa hasta que nos salen lágrimas.
Because we're overwhelmed by the love and the power of His presence.
Porque estamos tan emocionados del amor de Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the man encountered Jesus.
Los hombres encontraron a Jesús.
Jesus said, "Rise."
Le dijo Jesús, "Levántate."
"Take up your bed."
Dice, "Agarra tu cama."
And when I read that, "Take up your bed,"
cuando leí eso que dice, "Lleva tu cama,"
God said this.
Dios me dijo esto.
He said, "Don't leave a place to go back to."
Dice, no dejes en un lugar, no dejes nada para regresar.
Don't leave a place to go back to.
No dejes nada para ir a regresar.
Here's what he said.
Es lo que dijo.
Don't allow the thing.
No dejes que la cosa
that made your dysfunction comfortable to remain.
Dice que hizo tu cosa disfuncional que se quedara.
Did you hear me?
Si me escuchaste.
Don't allow the thing that made your dysfunction comfortable to remain in your life.
Dice, no dejes la cosa que te hizo quedarte en ese lugar disfuncional.
That's why Jesus didn't just say rise.
Por eso Jesús no dijo levántate.
He said rise and take up your bed.
Dice nomás dijo levántate y lleva tu cama.
Come on, church.
Vamos, iglesia.
Take up the thing that made your dysfunction comfortable.
Dice, levanta tu cosa que te hizo tu disfuncional.
Come on.
Vamos.
Come on, dismantle that.
Algo mental.
Because you're not going back to that.
Ya no vas para allá.
Come on, we prophesy. We're not going back to where we've been.
No vamos a ir para atrás donde estábamos.
Hallelujah. I said, church, we're not going back to where we've been.
No vamos a ir a donde estábamos.
We're going to rise higher.
Vamos a levantarnos más. Hallelujah.
Someone say rise.
Alguien diga levántate.
And as I read that word rise, God says, raise your faith.
Dice, cuando leí esa palabra, levántate, dice,
raise your praise.
Levanta tu fe, levanta tu adoración.
Raise your praise.
Levanta tu alabación.
Raise your giving.
Levanta tu dar, tu ofrenda.
Raise your serving.
Los de servir.
Someone say, go higher.
Ve más alto.
God is saying it's time to come up higher.
Dios dice, hay que levantarnos.
Choose to go higher.
Escoge ir más para arriba, amen.
Choose to go higher in His presence.
Para ir en su presencia.
Choose to go higher in your relationship with
Para ir
Him.
En su relación más alta con Él.
There's never a ceiling to how high you can go in Jesus.
No hay un lugar más alto que puedes
we
ir
go
con
from
Jesús.
Faith to faith.
En fe en fe.
From glory to glory.
De gloria en gloria.
Come on, it's time to go higher.
Vamos a ir más para arriba.
And God says, as you choose to go higher,
cuando tú escoges ir más para arriba,
you will see.
Vas a mirar.
Here's how he said it. Here's how he said it.
Es como lo dijo.
You,
tú,
will
mirarás,
see,
mirarás
the supernatural power of God.
El poder supernatural de Jesús.
And your life,
en tu vida,
will go higher.
Se va a ir más para arriba.
See, we want our life to go higher, but we're not willing to go higher.
Queremos que nuestra vida vaya más para el frente, pero
come
nosotros
on.
Queremos subir.
If you want your life to go higher,
si quieres que tu vida vaya más
you
para
have to go higher.
Tú tienes que ir más para arriba.
And encountering Jesus,
y encontrar a Jesús,
allows you to go higher.
El encuentro con Dios te da más.
Come on, higher in your praise.
En tu adoración.
Come on, church.
Vamos, iglesia.
Higher in your praise.
Más en tu
adoración. Higher in your worship.
En cuando
higher
alabas.
In prayer.
En tu adoración, en tu oración.
I don't even care if he can't translate my words. You sense what the Spirit of God is saying.
Se no importa si no puedo translar las palabras, pero el Espíritu Santo te está hablando.
Come on, someone say higher.
Levántate.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Now this instruction to go higher.
Esta instrucción de ir más para arriba
is relevant to everybody in the room.
Es relevante a todos nosotros en este cuarto.
Because anybody,
porque cualquiera de nosotros,
can choose to rise from the situation they are in.
Puede escoger a salir de esa situación donde estamos,
whether good or bad,
que sea bien o mal,
and go to a higher level in his presence.
Y era una presencia más alta en su presencia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All you need to go higher,
todo lo que necesitas que ser,
is making the choice to do it.
Escoger en hacerlo.
Someone say, draw near.
Dice alguien que venga a mí.
Draw near to God.
Venga, vaya a Dios.
And he will draw near to you.
Si vas a él vendrá a ti.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In his presence.
En su presencia.
In his presence.
En su presencia.
We are made whole.
Somos ungidos.
We are made whole.
Somos llenados.
His presence is here now.
Su presencia está aquí ahora.
So let's just wait on him for a moment. Just lift your hands to him.
Levanta sus manos, vamos a esperar a él.
Jesus, we thank you.
Jesús, te damos gracias.
For fresh encounters with your presence.
Por tus encuentros frescos en tu presencia.
Fresh encounters with your Holy Spirit.
Encuentros frescos con tu Espíritu Santo.
Fresh encounters with your love.
Encuentros frescos con tu amor, Padre.
That mark us forever.
Que nos has marcado por siempre.
That change us forever.
Que nos has cambiado por siempre.
We know.
Nosotros sabemos.
We need to change.
Que necesitamos que cambiar.
So this morning.
So esta mañana.
His presence is here to change.
Su presencia está aquí para cambiarte.
To transform.
A transformarte.
Come on, just let his presence come. He's here this morning.
Deja que su presencia venga. Él está aquí esta mañana.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Ven, Jesús. Ven, Jesús.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Ven, Jesús.
We love you, Lord.
Te amamos, Señor.
We love you, Lord.
Te amamos, Señor.
We worship you.
Te alabamos.
We worship you.
Te alabamos.
Jesus.
Jesús.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesús.
Oh, whatever's been going wrong with you.
Lo que te ha pasado, todo lo que te ha
whatever the dysfunction.
Cualquier cosa que está disfuncionando.
Whatever the weakness.
Todo aquello que está es débil.
Wherever you've been lame.
Donde te has estado,
in body and in spirit
cuerpo,
and mind,
en el espíritu, en la mente,
his presence is here.
Su presencia está aquí.
And you can receive.
Y tú puedes recibir.
You can receive.
Puedes recibir.
By faith.
Por fe.
This morning.
Esta mañana.
Jesus' name.
Jesús, en el nombre de Jesús.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus.
Te damos gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
On, just for a moment longer, let him come.
Deja que venga en este momento.
Let his presence minister to you.
Que tu presencia te ministre a ti.
And you minister to him from your heart.
Y tú ministra a él de tu corazón.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesús, Jesús.
We thank you, Jesus.
Te damos gracias, Señor.
God, I thank you for fresh encounters with your presence this week.
Dios, doy gracias por estos encuentros frescos esta semana.
That we would walk with you in the cool of the day.
Que caminaremos contigo en el día.
That our heart's desire,
que nuestro corazón desea,
would be to love you well.
Para amarte.
Above all,
que todo, todo, todo,
would be to spend our lives,
que estar en nuestras vidas,
living with you.
Viviendo contigo,
encountering you,
encontrarnos contigo,
encountering your presence,
encontrando tu presencia,
carrying your presence,
buscando tu presencia,
walking in your presence,
caminando en tu presencia,
living in your presence,
viviendo en tu presencia,
fresh encounters with you,
encuentros frescos contigo,
inducing hunger for the never-ending encounter,
que nos dé hambre de estar ahí contigo.
I declare hunger is coming. The gift of hunger in Jesus' name.
Yo declaro que el hambre de
buscar a Jesús. The gift of hunger
viene
for his presence.
Para su presencia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
We declare other lovers are being drowned in his presence in
que
Jesus'
otros
name.
Están ahogando en la presencia de
inferior
Dios.
Lovers being drowned in his presence
están ahogando
in Jesus'
en la presencia
name.
De Jesús, en el nombre de Jesús.
Fresh flows of revelation coming from heaven.
Revelación viene de los cielos.
Come on, the ability to hear God's voice again coming from the presence of God.
La habilidad de escuchar la voz en la presencia de Dios.
Bible says, and I heard a
la Biblia dice,
man of God say last night,
nombre de Dios dijo anoche.
Isaiah chapter 9, I believe it's verse 6.
Isaías capítulo 9, versículo 6.
Said unto us a child is given.
Dice, a nosotros nos dio un hijo.
Unto us a son is born.
Dice, a nosotros nació un hijo.
And on his shoulders,
dice, en sus hombros,
shall be the government of his kingdom.
Dice, es el gobierno de su reino.
And of his government there will be no end.
Dice, su gobierno no se va a terminar.
And he said the shoulders back in that day,
dice que los hombros en esos días,
spoke of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders.
Dice, era de los sacerdotes que agarraban el
who carried the presence of God on their shoulders.
Que se llevaban la presencia de Dios en sus hombros.
And he said the government would be upon his shoulders.
Dice que su gobierno va a estar en sus hombros.
So you could say that the government of God is found in the glory of God.
Puede decir que el gobierno de Dios está en la gloria de Dios.
The government of God is found in the presence of God.
En la presencia de Dios.
So when the presence of God comes,
cuando viene la presencia de Dios,
he begins to govern over things that are out of order.
Dice, viene a gobernar las
come
cosas
on, church.
Que están
he begins to make decrees over things that are out of order in your
viene
life.
A sacar esas cosas que están en tu
this
vida.
Is why we want his presence.
Por eso queremos su presencia.
Because when his presence comes,
porque cuando viene su presencia,
he begins to govern over the things that are hindering
viene
our
a gobernar
lives.
Sobre las cosas que están maltratando nuestras vidas.
So in Jesus' name,
en el nombre de Jesús,
we declare the government of the kingdom.
Declaramos que el gobierno de Jesús,
the government of the presence of God.
Gobierno de Jesús.
Upon every life.
En cualquier vida.
Upon every situation.
En cualquier situación.
Things that are out of order.
Que cosas que están fuera de
we
orden.
We command you to come back into order.
Que vengas en orden.
Into the order of Jesus.
Del orden de Jesús.
Be healed.
Ser sano.
Be delivered.
Ser libertado.
Be set free.
Ser libertado.
Be made whole.
Ser llenado.
In the presence of a living God.
En la presencia del
in Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesús.
Jesus.
Jesús.
Lord. rescuer.
Tú eres el que me salvas.
My rescuer.
Que tú me rescatas.
My strengthener.
Que tú eres el que me das fuerzas.
You are holy, holy.
Tú eres santo, santo, santo.
No one like you, Lord.
Nadie como tú, Señor.
Oh,
aleluya.
Jesús. Jesus, Jesus, we stand in awe of you.
Terminamos a ti, Señor.
We stand in awe of you.
Terminamos a ti, Señor.
Let's stand and let's sing now.
Wow.
Jesus, lift your hands and lift your voice.
Jesus,
you are worthy, Lord. No one like you, Jesus. Oh, let the song of the King rise, yeah. Let the song of the King rise, yeah. Let the song of the King rise.
Yes.
Let the song of the King rise. Let the song of the King rise. Yes. Let the song of the King rise.
Del rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Él es el rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Come on, church.
Let the song of the King rise.
Él es el rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Él es el rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Él es el rey.
Let the song of the King rise. Let the song of the King rise.
Él es el rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Él es el rey.
Let the song of the King, song of the King, song of the King. Yeah. Oh, you are the lily of the valley.
Yes,
the bright and morning star. You are the one we praise. You are the one we worship.
Yeah,
you're the bright and morning star.
Oh,
let the song of the King rise.
Tú eres el rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Tú eres el rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Tú eres el rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Tú eres el rey.
Song of the King rise.
Tú eres el rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Tú eres el rey.
Let the song of the King rise.
Tú eres el rey.
Let our praise be your throne.
Adoramos,
let our
Señor.
Praise be your throne.
Te adoramos, Señor.
Let our praise be your throne.
Te adoramos, Señor.
Come now, Jesus.
Ven,
come
Jesus.
Now, Lord. Let ven, our Jesus. Praise be your throne.
Te adoramos, Señor.
Let our praise be your throne.
Te adoramos, Señor.
Let our praise be your throne.
Te adoramos, Señor.
Come now, Jesus.
Ven,
come now,
Jesus.
Lord. Let our praise be your throne.
Te adoramos,
sing.
Señor.
Let our praise be your throne. Let our praise be your throne. Come now, Jesus. Come now, Lord. Let our praise be your throne. Let our praise be your throne.
presencia. Nuestras manos a Él.
Jesús, Jesús, Jesús,
Jesús, Jesús, Jesús.
How we love your presence, Lord.
Amamos tu presencia, Señor.
Love your presence, Lord.
Amamos tu presencia, Señor.
Nothing like it, nothing like it, nothing like it.
Amamos,
oh,
Señor.
As I was in his presence,
cuando estaba en su presencia,
that he was removing layers of callousness.
Estaba quitando, de estas
layers of callousness off,
todo,
my,
todo lo estaba quitando,
off of my life and my
de
heart.
Su vida.
The enemy in life,
el enemigo y la vida,
can try to bring a callousness to us.
Nos trae la, la culpa a nosotros.
And to be calloused means you don't feel.
Estás culpable, no, no sientes, no, no.
When you don't feel, it's difficult to encounter him.
Cuando no sientes, es difícil encontrarte a él.
It's difficult to encounter his presence when you don't feel him.
Encontrar su presencia a él.
And we understand we encounter Jesus by faith.
Encontramos a Jesús por fe.
Not by feeling.
No por lo que sentimos.
But encountering Jesus by faith,
pero encontrándonos con Dios por fe,
can bring feelings of ecstasy and nothing this world can offer.
Puede traer unos sentimientos que nada que de ese mundo te puede traer a ti.
And peace and joy. How many of you know what I'm talking
paz
about?
Paz y gozo. Amen.
He says, I'm removing layers of callousness from your life.
Estoy quitando esas etapas de culpa en tu vida.
From your heart. And I believe this morning,
yo creo que esta mañana,
if there's been callousness,
hay culpable,
if there's been callousness on your heart, on your life,
corazón, el peso,
won't you lift your hands?
Levanta tus manos.
Authority,
vamos a autoridad,
the authority of the presence of God,
la autoridad de la presencia de
the
Dios,
authority of the name of Jesus,
la autoridad del nombre de Jesús,
and by your anointing and by your presence,
por tu unción y tu presencia,
remove,
remueve,
remove,
remueve
those layers of callousness,
ese peso de
callousness,
la culpa,
fall peso off.
Cáete.
In Jesus' name,
en el nombre de Jesús,
because they desire,
tú desean,
we desire,
nosotros deseamos,
for the callousness to go,
el peso que se vaya,
and for the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit to return.
El Espíritu Santo regrese.
for hunger for his presence to return.
Tener la hambre a su presencia.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
We will not be the same.
No vamos a ser igual.
But we are changed.
Somos cambiados.
By your presence.
Su presencia.
And for every layer removed,
cualquier todo eso que ha quitado,
he replaces it with his presence.
Su presencia reemplaza.
In Jesus' name.
El nombre de Jesús.
Jesus' name.
El nombre de Jesús.
One more time, just lift your hands.
Vamos a levantar nuestras manos todos juntos.
Jesus, we thank you for your presence.
Jesús, te damos gracias por tu presencia.
For the beginning of whatever it is that you're doing.
El principio de lo que estás haciendo.
What you are pouring out.
Nos estás declarando.
We are hungry for it.
Tenemos hambre para ello.
We hunger.
Tenemos hambre.
And we thirst.
Tenemos sed.
For you.
A ti.
For you.
Ti.
In Jesus' name.
En nombre de Jesús.
If you bow your heads and close your eyes, if you're here in this place and you don't know Jesus,
podemos inclinar nuestros rostros. Estás aquí y no conoces a Jesús.
On the count of three, I just simply want you to lift your hand.
Después de tres, levantamos nuestras manos.
Or you say, you know what, I've known God, but I'm far from Him.
Sí, 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 conozco a Dios, pero estoy lejos de Él.
His presence is here for you.
Su presencia está aquí para ti.
Count of three, either one of those invitations.
Después de tres, cualquier invitación.
Just want you to lift your hand and we're going to pray with you.
Levanta tus manos, vamos a orar por ti.
One,
uno,
two,
dos,
three. Lift them up.
Tres.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory gracias. To God. Thank you.
Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah. Thank you for every hand,
gracias
every life.
Manos.
Yes. Thank you.
Por esa mano.
Come on, everybody in this place. Let's pray
todos
this prayer.
Juntos, vamos a orar.
Jesus,
Jesús,
forgive me.
Perdóname.
Of my sin.
Mis pecados.
I believe.
Yo creo.
You died
que tú moriste
and rose again
y resucitaste
for my salvation.
Para mi salvación.
And I confess
yo confieso
Jesus Christ
Jesucristo
is Lord
es mi Dios
of my life.
De mi vida.
And by your grace,
tu gracia,
I turn away
yo dejo
from my old ways
mis caminos,
and I turn to you
y vengo a ti
with a fresh grace
con tu gracia,
to seek you,
para buscarte,
to be hungry for you,
tener sed y hambre para ti,
and to be in your presence.
Estar en tu presencia.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give Jesus a praise in here this morning.
Un aplauso al Señor esta
Come
mañana.
On, we can do better. Give Him a praise.
La gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.